chalk up a Bison win. I've been following the results all day on athletic.net, and boy, you ran some good times. That's good marks. That was a nice invite win, wasn't it?
It was a great invite win. It was kind of a surprise because, you know, the day didn't start out nearly like it normally does. If you look at the results, we scored only 1 point in the field events today. So that's all of our field events combined and scored 1 point. So the bulk of our 79 points, obviously, on the track. So that's pretty impressive when we can step onto the track and win a meet by not really scoring in the field event.
I know you did have, some young ladies, long jump was pretty tough. You know darn well you're hoping to score on the high jump. You know that was tough for the Minden girls. So I guess, and I don't think your vaulter was there today. So some of those points usually score, but just missed out a little bit, didn't you?
Well, and the sad thing, the sad thing about that is everybody was there today. We just did not score, and we think, you know, with prom Saturday night, we're not making too many excuses, but then our meet on Monday, it might have been too much this week, at least that's the field events, because the runners, man, they came through. Started off with a two-mile relay, and we ran two different girls in, and we still got second. Then we moved right into the 400, and Paige wins that and goes under 60 again, and then go into the mile with Emma running her best time of the season, breaking 5:30, and getting second in that, and then work on down through the meet and placing in the hurdles and the 100 and some Jaylee in the hurdles and Lathan in the 100 and get to the 2 mile, and Brecken runs second in that and runs her best time of the year. So overall in the individual running events in the 800, Callie Crawford scores for us, and so in the individual events we performed really well, and then the relay again just shined, and especially the last relay, the 4x1, was early this time around. We were at season's best. We went under 50, so that 50.7 is a great time for this time of year. We ran a 4:05, which I don't have any recollection of running a 4:05 anywhere close to this time of year, so it's super.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, though, on your all-time charts, is that any of those 4x1, 4x4 times fit on the top 10?
No. So, yes, the 4x4 made it on the top 10 at number 9. I mean, our top 10, it's just super tough. And so that 4:05 made it on at number 9, and the ones above us, so the next four, I think, above us all were in the 4:05. And then that 4x1 time of that 50.7 is just, I think, 12 tenths off of, no, not even 12 tenths off of our time last year that made it onto our top 10. So we got a little bit to shave off there, and it looks like we can do that. And, you know, that's running Lathan Keller, Aston Hazlett, Malia Hilker, and Paige Bordner. And then on the mile relay, it is Jaylee Walgren and Lathan Keller and McCapple and Paige Bordner. So those two relays look like they're going to be pretty tough as we go through the year.
You know, you had Paige in the 200 for the first time, and hey, she did just fine in that event, didn't she?
She did great. We were super happy with her running that, running a 26 in there. She was just a little upset at the end of the race because she was just shy of making it onto the top 10 in the 200. So I'm guessing she'll try that again sometime in the next couple weeks.
Running against the Hartburg girl, I see, went sub 12 and what ran 24 something. Running against that fast competition kind of brings out the best in everybody else, doesn't it?
And it does. We've said that for years. If you take off and you're a great runner, you're going to pull some people along with you, the people that are willing to try to stay with you for a little bit. You know, we have that happen to us when we lots of times run our relays or those. But, Hazel Hartburg is a phenomenal athlete and running the time. The times that she's running this year, and she ended up being the athlete of the meet, obviously. And so that was exciting. Always exciting to watch her run.
Gosh, I would have thought Paige would be right in there as well for athlete of the meet the way she performed today.
And she was. She, you know, there was some discussion on that. It's just, and then when you go head to head, you know, I always like to think the 400 is a lot tougher, and she ran two of those, and the two, and then the short relay, and then. I think the head-to-head in the 200 with Hartburg, where she beats her, that kind of led to that. But, yes, no, she was definitely in the thoughts of that.
And going back to your field events, I mentioned their vault. Lenny was there. Yeah, just, you know, going 9-4, not her best. If, you know, would have maybe had in the 10-foot range, she would have got a medal and she would have scored some points, would she?
Yeah, and we had it when I had split the meet earlier, it looked like we could score close to maybe 100 points at this meet. It's just different things. Today was a pretty nice day. There ended up being more wind than we thought. But that just kind of happens, especially in events like the hurdles and the vaults and some of the other field events, that you just never quite know what's going to happen. And that doesn't mean she won't bounce back. Hopefully got the first great meet for her.
Well, two meets in 1 week for the varsity, you know, you don't have that all the time, Coach. So not for this week, the Hainer invite and this one, pretty good week, wasn't it?
Oh, it was a great week. You know, we'll take this anytime. You know, I try to say sometimes that points don't matter and all that, but, you know, everybody's a little bit happier when they can bring home a plaque, and that was nice winning both the meets this week. And then, you know, going to the Dutch Zorn next week, it'll be a tougher competition. Everybody's full strength from the other teams, so that'll be a tough meet and great competition, but all that does prepare us for the rest of the season.
I noticed some of those Panhandle teams, like in the past, Scotts Bluff, and they didn't come to this meet this time around, did they?
Yeah, no, and I didn't talk to anybody that actually knew why Scotts Bluff ended up not coming back. But yes, that took a little bit out. That was one of our district competitors that we always like to see at this meet for the first time. So we'll see if they come, because in the past they've come out to Dutch Zorn also in Gothenburg. So we'll see if they're there.
Finally, Coach, you're going to be busy here on a Saturday you got some kids competing down at the Don Stein in Cambridge.
Yes, and we're taking the JV kids tomorrow. We're taking about the same amount of kids. We took 17 people today, and I think we're taking 17 people tomorrow. We pretty much split the team up and go down there and let our younger kids compete or our kids that don't have events at a varsity meet or trying some different things.